Welcome back, Game Time, 1620 of the Zone, 1620thezone.com, 1620 the Zone mobile app. Matt Schick, 1 o'clock hour, good stuff with Brian Christopherson. Talked about Mike Dawson and his departure and the next D-line coach, who that could possibly be. And also, of course, talked about this Maurice Washington situation, as there was a detailed timeline of everything that the athletic department, when they knew it, what they did with it, all that stuff from the university yesterday. And so we also talked about the Maurice Washington situation, and Jack wants to chime in on all that. Jack, appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Hey, I'm just checking out here about Scott Frost, you know, the new Nebraska coach, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He's there's a lot of static going on where I'm at, so I apologize for my stuttering. But I feel as though he was duped by the city of Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, the program at Nebraska, for taking him away from his glory years at UCF and bringing him back here just so we can get a program started under the Big Ten. What happened to the glory years of the glory years? You have to restart what you started, and that was taking us from Big 12 down to Big Ten. And what's wrong with Nebraska, like, changing up their own strategy rather than stealing someone's glory years at their new program? I'm not in the conversation that often, but I just really wanted to figure out how you feel about that.
Yeah, Jack, appreciate the call. I'm not totally, with all due respect, I'm not totally even sure what he's hinting at there. I mean, I think, like, I don't, the idea, Frost knew what he was doing and what he signed up for and what job he was taking. I don't even know necessarily what he's asking there. I mean, Frost knew what he was getting into in terms of what needed to be rebuilt and tweaked with Nebraska football's program. I certainly don't think that there is anything that he didn't quite grasp or anything like that. He knew. I mean, he knew what he was doing. I'm not totally sure what that really pertained to. And so now we'll see what ends up happening here. I mean, again, a warrant's been signed for Maurice Washington. So, you know, I wonder if that will kind of change the status, at least in the moment, suspended until further notice, or if they'll just kind of continue to let the legal process play out. That's kind of my guess on things here. So it's been a while. It's been a wild, crazy week. A very wild and crazy week. And, you know, you try to, every single day you sit there and go, okay, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? What happened here? And, you know, it just goes to show you, you better take certain allegations and accusations fully serious. And you also better make sure, like I've said a million times, this whole situation strikes me as if Nebraska's first statement would have been a little bit different and a little bit maybe more buttoned up, things might have played out differently the last couple of days. And so I don't necessarily think, like, you have to divulge everything as the university needed, like, the second it came out with a statement, they had to come up with everything. I don't know about that, but so I'm not saying that, like, the statement of timeline of everything that came out yesterday that needed to be what was on Monday, but you just certainly can't have anything in your initial statement that is perceived as withholding, not totally accurate, not totally truthful. Because, again, when you a small withholding, a small fib, a small lie gives off the impression of, you know, you're hiding something, you know something you did was maybe not totally right, or so I think that's one of the lessons in all this. You know, and at this point, and I thought BC, I think there are a couple of things to remember in this thing. I thought BC brought up the good point. I don't think there were actual, like, charges filed or known until December. And then the other thing that's important to just continue to keep in mind is, like, Maurice Washington wasn't the individual on the tape, and he didn't record the video. But the unfortunate thing, as I say that, is that doesn't matter with what he's being charged with. That doesn't matter with what he's being charged with. And the scary thing is, and I said this yesterday, the scary thing is when you look at how the language of the laws are written in terms of revenge porn and child porn, and then you look at what Maurice Washington did, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good, regardless of how you feel about the nature of the incident. And that's interesting. 402-951-1620. All right. 1 hour in the books, two to go. Matt Schick, 1 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour straight ahead here on Game Time.